The Sentinel Events Project is run by the National Institute of Justice. It's up and running in Milwaukee, Philadelphia, and Baltimore. NIJ Deputy Director Thomas Feucht says it's based on similar efforts at preventing medical errors in hospitals.
For instance, a wrong patient surgery occurred, and after a review, they found out that there were nearly 20 different mistakes that were committed along the way. No one of those errors was sufficient to cause the problem.
In applying this strategy to the criminal justice system, Milwaukee District Attorney John Chisholm is leading an investigation into a murder committed by a juvenile who was on probation for an armed robbery. All the players involved in the events that led up to the murder will be asking where communication broke down between the juvenile and adult criminal justice systems that may have contributed to the crime. Chisholm says it's an opportunity to find out who knew what about the juvenile's family history, education, mental health, and prior criminal record, and when they knew it.
Parts of the system did not have that information, and with that information, they may have made different decisions. If you'd known this information, and we should have known it, or we could have known it, then we probably would have made a different decision at this particular point in contact with the offender.
Chisholm says he hopes the findings will produce a template that other jurisdictions can use to prevent similar crimes. He says the goal isn't to find someone to blame, but to change policies to prevent future tragedies. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.